Vancouver. The union representing about 7,400 port workers in British Columbia and the Association of Employers have announced a new tentative agreement to end their long-running dispute over a collective agreement. Here is a timeline of events leading up to the New Deal. 2022 November 30. The British Columbia Maritime Employers Association provides notice to commence collective bargaining to the International Longshore and Warehouse Union Canada. 2023 Feb. 16. Negotiations begin. March 20. The ILWU serves a notice of dispute to the federal government, signaling an impasse, and requests the appointment of a conciliation officer. March 29. Talks enter a 60-day conciliation period. March 31. The existing collective agreement between the BCMEA and the ILWU expires. May 30. Conciliation ends. Talks enter a cooling-off period of 21 days. June 5. The ILWU's negotiating committee authorizes a strike vote to be conducted on June 9 and 10. June 12. The ILWU says members voted 99.24% in favor of supporting strike action if necessary. June 28. The ILWU serves 72-hour strike notice. June 30. Both sides say cruise ships will continue to be serviced. July 1. Strike commences at BC ports, shutting down operations at most of the province's marine terminals. July 3. The ILWU says the BCMEA has walked away from the negotiating table. The BCMEA says it is a pause to reset talks. July 8. The two sides meet again with mediators about a deadlock on maintenance work. The BCMEA says the ILWU rejected a proposal. July 11. Federal Labor Minister Seamus O'Regan asks a mediator to draft terms for a potential settlement agreement. July 13. The BCMEA says a tentative, four-year agreement has been reached with the ILWU. Port operations resume. In a tweet, O'Regan declares the strike is over. July 18. The ILWU says its leadership caucus voted down the mediator's terms, and workers are back on strike. Picket lines resume. O'Regan and Federal Transport Minister Omar Al-Ghabra say in a statement that the disruptions at BC ports cannot go on, and officials are now looking at all options. July 19. The Canada Industrial Relations Board rules the ILWU's move to strike on July 18 was unlawful because number 72-hour notice was provided. The ILWU issues a new 72-hour notice to strike, but rescinds the notice hours later. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau convenes the Incident Response Group. July 20. The ILWU's leadership announces it is recommending the agreement and it will be put to a membership vote. July 27-28. ILWU members vote on the agreement. July 28. ILWU announces that its members have voted to reject the agreement. July 29. O'Regan says he has directed the Canada Industrial Relations Board to determine if a negotiated resolution is still possible. If not, O'Regan directs the board to impose a new deal or final binding arbitration. July 30. The ILWU and the BCMEA release a joint statement announcing they have reached a new tentative agreement, with leaders of both sides recommending ratification to their members. The Industrial Relations Board orders that the union vote no later than August 4. This report by the Canadian Press was first published July 31, 2023. The Canadian Press. JPG, caption. The union representing about 7,400 port workers in British Columbia and the Association of Employers have announced they have reached a new tentative agreement to end their long-running dispute over a collective agreement. A transport truck carries a cargo container to the Centerm Container Terminal at Port in Vancouver, on Friday, July 14, 2023. The Canadian Press, Daryl Dyke 2.